弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
最近在美国啊，各大城市有很多的示威，还有一些抢劫的暴力的事情发生。
Recently, in a lot of major cities in the United States, in this past couple of days, there were protests going on and a lot of chaos going on because people broke the store, looted stuff, and a lot of chaos going on now.
所以请大家继续祷告。
So please, all the brothers and sisters, continue to pray.
除了为我们自己的家庭、孩子的安全祷告以外，
Not only just pray for your own family's safety and health, for yourself, for your children, your family,
也因为我们生活在这个土地上呢，我们也需要为美国的领导啊，无论总统、州长、市长来祷告。
Because we live in this land, we also need to pray for the president of the United States and also the governors and the mayors.
求主给他们智慧，按照圣经的原则呢，去处理很多的难题。
We pray that.Lord will give them the wisdom to handle these difficult times.
今天早上和大家一起来思想的题目就是主责备妥协的人。
This Sunday morning, we're going to study the Lord's words. The Lord rebukes the people who compromise.
我们先来看一下地图。
Let's look at the map.
这个别加摩的城市呢是在士梅那城市的上面。
The city of, let's look at the map. The city of Pergamum is located at the north part of Smyrna.
那大家都知道呢，启示录的七个教会呢是代表性的，它具有代表性的一个教会。
We know the book of Revelation talks about seven churches in this book.These seven churches are the representation.
所以不是单单指那一个教会，而是对今天在地球上所有教会我们需要的信息。
So it's not just talks about that particular one church, talk about all the churches on this earth right now we need to study for.
那在别加摩这个城市呢，它的特点它就是一个有很多偶像，是一个拜偶像的一个城市。
There's a one particular character about the city of Pergamum. In this city, there were a lot of temples where people worshiped idols.
比方说呢，别加摩呢，它是第一座敬拜罗马皇帝的一个城市。
For example, the city of Pergamum is the first city where people worshiped the Roman king.
他们把罗马皇帝当作神来敬拜。
They worship the Roman king like they're worshiping a god.
所以别加摩这个城市呢，就敬拜这个罗马大帝凯撒教的中心。
Therefore, the city of Pergamum was the center of where people worship Roman king Caesar.
另外呢，在别加摩这个地方，还有很多的人呢，他们敬拜蛇神的。
Also, in the city of Pergamum, a lot of people at that time also worshipped snake.
就是把这个蛇呢当作神来敬拜它。
They treated and worshipped snake like they are worshipping God.
为什么这样子呢？
Why people did that?
因为当时不少的人相信蛇神有医治的功能。
Because at that time, people believed.The god of a snake can cure a lot of diseases.
所以你看，整个的城市呢，就充满了各种偶像的一些庙宇。
Therefore, if you look at that city at that time, the city was full of all sorts of temples where people can worship different kinds of idols.
所以可想而知，如果在当时的教会，在这个环境下，如果不坚持的话，就很容易妥协了。
So you can imagine at that time, if the churches, if they don't stick to the truth, they would have to compromise to the world.
所以主耶稣写信给别加摩教会的时候，就指出他们所犯的两大错误。
Therefore, when the Lord wrote a letter to the church of Pergamum, the Lord pointed two mistakes or two wrongdoings in this letter to the church of Pergamum.
第一个错误就是在十四节所。
If you read chapter 2, verse 14, the Lord pointed out the first wrongdoing.
我要责备你，因为你在那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这个巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，注意叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. There are some among you who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin so that they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed to sexual immorality. Balaam was a prophet in the Old Testament time.
但是事实上，他是一位贪爱钱财的假先知。
The truth was Balaam was a fake prophet who was so greedy with money.
如果你读过民数记二十二章，你就知道了。
If you ever read the book of Numbers, chapter 22nd, you will know it.
因为当时的摩亚人呢，啊，他们看见以色列人很多很多，所以摩亚人他们就非常害怕。
At that time, Moab people saw there were a lot of Israelites, so they were very scared.
于是摩亚人的王呢？巴勒他就想了一个办法。
So the king of people of Moab, he had an idea.
啊，他就去请这个先知呢，巴兰来咒诅以色列人。
He invited the prophet, so-called prophet Balaam, to curse the Israelites.
那刚开始的时候呢，巴兰呢，他原来是拒绝的。
At the beginning, Balaam refused to do so.
但是这个摩亚人的王呢，巴勒呢，他就送给这个巴兰很多的金银财宝，很多的钱财。
But the king of Moab people, he gave a lot of monies, lot of jewelries, monies to Balaam.
于是呢，这个巴兰就妥协了。
So Balaam compromised.
大家有没有很熟悉像这样子的事情是不是一直在人类的生活当中发生呢？
Brothers and sisters, if you think about it, a lot of things like that keep happening in the human being's history.
那么由于巴兰他贪爱钱财呢，他就献上了一个毒祭。
Because Balaam was so greedy with the money, so he gave a really bad idea to the king of Moab people.
他就要这个摩亚的女子呢，去诱惑以色列人。
So he said, the Moab woman can go to lure the Israelite people.
结果如何呢？
What's the result?
哦，在民数记的二十五章一到三节，我来读给大家听。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 25, verse 1 to 3.
民数记二十五章，以色列人住在石亭，百姓与摩亚女子行起淫乱，因为这女子叫百姓来一同给他们的神献祭，百姓就吃他们的祭物，跪拜他们的神。以色列人与巴利比尔联合，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。这个巴利比尔就是摩亚人拜的偶像。
Numbers chapter 25, verse 1 to 3. While Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women, who invited them to the sacrifices to their God.To their gods. The people ate a sacrificial meal and bowed down before these gods. So Israel yoked themselves to the fell off a pile, and the Lord's anger burned against them.
这个美人计还是很厉害啊。
Well, they use the woman to confuse, and the Lord is a male. Those were bad idea, but it was successful at that situation.
这以色列人呢，因为喜欢这些摩亚女子，就跟着摩亚的女子去敬拜他偶像。
Because the Israelites like those Moabite women, so they follow those Moabite women to worship. The idols.
那我们发现什么呢?
What did we discover?
就是整个以色列人的灾难，因为就是这位假先知巴兰贪爱钱财开始的。
All the disasters of Israelites was beginning started with the greedy of Balaam because Balaam was greedy with money.
但是在提摩太前书六章十节提醒我们。
But in the first Timothy chapter 6, verse 1 reminded us.
啊，我们有 PowerPoint 看一下提摩太前书六章十节。
The first Timothy chapter 6, verse 10.
我们一起读一下，来。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道。用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
这里讲到贪财是万恶之根啊。
Here mentioned, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
古今中外有多少人因为贪爱钱财造成了很多很多的悲剧
From the ancient time to nowadays, no matter in China or different countries in the world, so many people, they suffered due to their love of the money.
其实钱财本身是中性的
Money itself is neutral.
问题就在出在人心一个贪得无厌的那个贪欲
The problem, the root, is human beings' greed for the money.
我们华人说君子取财取之有道。
Chinese people have an old saying, if you want to make money, make it in the right way.
就是你正当工作你当然赚取你应当有的、啊、这个工资来生活。
That means you work hard, then you earn your wages from your hard working to support your life. That's okay, that's fine.
但是不是你的，你去贪得别人的不义之财，或者用不正当的手段，那就不好。
But if those money and those fortunes are not yours, but you attempt to hurt other people to grab it and belong to yourself, then those are evil.
何况很多贪爱钱财的人，大部分是为了要满足自己肉体的邪情私欲。
Because those people have the greed for money, the reason why they have the greed for money because they want to have it to satisfy their own evil thoughts, will, and wants.
很可惜，他们不明白知足常乐的道理。
Unfortunately, they don't understand. In order to be happy, you have to be satisfied.
在启示录里面，主耶稣为什么要提到巴兰呢？
In the book of Revelation, why the Lord mentioned the person Balaam?
因为巴兰他是一个没有原则的人。
Because Balaam was the person, he did not hold his principle.
其实巴兰原来是耶和华的先知啊。
At the beginning, Balaam was the prophet of Jehovah.
如果你读过巴兰的故事，后来神甚至叫巴兰的这个驴子来跟巴兰讲话。
Well, if you ever read the story of Balaam, Balaam's donkey could talk to Balaam.
啊，你看这个图画，我们看见巴兰他没有原则，因为他贪爱钱财，他就妥协了嘛。
Balaam did not hold his principle. He's greedy with his money. That's the reason why Balaam compromised.
所以主耶稣责备这个别加摩的教会，因为他们允许。他们竟然允许像巴兰的教导在当时的教会中流行。
So the Lord rebukes the church of Pergamum because the church of Pergamum even allowed their people hold to the teaching of Balaam.
如果今天在教会里面开设一个如何快速啊发财致富的专题，你觉得妥当吗？
Today, if the church holds a course teach you how to quickly make money, make fortune, do you think that is appropriate?
当然是不妥当嘛。
Of course, it's not appropriate.
第一个要负责的就是牧师还有执事会呢。
The first people who need to be responsible for that are the church pastor and the deacon board members.
怎么能够允许这样的事情在教会里面发生呢？
How can the pastor and deacon board members allow things like that happening in the church?
这是绝对不行的。
It's absolutely a no.
好几年前在新加坡出了一个很大的新闻。
Several years ago, there were big news happened in the country of Singapore.
因为当时在新加坡有一个超大的教会。
At that time, there was a mega church in Singapore.
师母呢也很会唱歌。
Well, the pastor's wife, was really good at singing.
他就说为了神的国度呢，他想要来进军好莱坞，来发展他的唱歌事业。
She said, in order to glorify God's kingdom, I decide to get into Hollywood and to sing in Hollywood.
但是却动用了教会的金钱来支持他进军好莱坞唱歌的一个活动。
But she used church's money to help her to get into Hollywood for her singing career.
结果当然很多很多的问题都出来了嘛。
Of course, a lot of problems happen.
弟兄姐妹，我们永远要记得保罗所说的话。
Brothers and sisters, we always need to remember what Paul said.
我们看 PowerPoint, 提摩太前书的三章十五节下半节。
The first Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15, the second part.
一起读一遍来。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
请问教会是谁的？
So please let me ask you.
教会的头，
whose church it is?
教会的头是我们的主耶稣嘛。
The head of the church is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗的第一句话说，这家是所有的教会，是永生神的教会。
So the first sentence Paul said, which is the church of a living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
Church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
所以教会既然是属于耶稣的，就不能和世界妥协。
Therefore, church belongs to Jesus Christ, so church cannot compromise to the world.
因为我们主是圣洁的主，教会也必然要成为圣洁的教会。
Because our Lord is a holy Lord, so church must be a holy church.
因此教会当然不能够包容罪恶嘛。
Therefore, the church cannot compromise the evils.
很多人都同意啊，今天这个世界的潮流有很多奇奇怪怪的言论。
Well, a lot of people do agree. In this world, there is a trend. There are a lot of different kinds of strange statements.
对于很多人都产生影响的。
Those statements affect a lot of people.
不论你上网也好，看电视也好啊，你会注意到每一个画面，每一个镜头，都是有人精心设计好给你看的。
No matter you go online or you watch TV, you could tell every single scene was purposely designed for you to watch.
如果好像说他们专门拍一些可能比较人少的地方，或者专门拍一些人很多的画面镜头给你看。
Sometimes they purposely shoot a scene with the very last people. Sometimes they purposely shoot a scene with a lot of people. Their purpose is to let you to see it.
加上那些播报员，他告诉你的新闻也是他事先经过非常精心设计的用字遣词来告诉你的。
Those reporters, when they report, they also purposely dedicated.Arrange their words and try to tell you something.
如果你缺少判断的能力，很自然的就会跟着他的思路走。
If your lack of a thought of a judgment, it's very easy for you to follow their thought.
因为是他设计好的画面给你看，他说的话让你听，这就叫做带风向。
Because they designed the words for you to hear, they designed the scene for you to watch. That's called they let you to follow their trend.
很多人就不知不觉地接受了这些画面，接受了这些报道员所说的内容。
A lot of people unintentionally accept the words the reporter told them and accept the scenes they saw.
反过来说呢？
On the other hand,
如果这个大众传播呢，他要有心去吹捧另外一个人。
If the mass media try to promote another person,
那么那个人所有的丑事、所有的丑闻，他通通不报，因为他不要让你知道。
All the bad news about that person, the mass media would hide it, so you won't know it.
单单只报一些他最风光最好最得意的镜头给你看呢。
Only reports all the glorious moments and the scenes about this person.
难怪这年头有人说。
No wonder nowadays people say.
这个年头谁掌握了大众传媒，谁就成了赢家。
Nowadays in this world, who control the mass media, who will be the winner?
而今天这个世界的背后掌权者正是撒旦魔鬼啊。
And in this world, nowadays, the controller, the ruler behind this world is the Satan.
因为撒旦魔鬼利用大众传媒呢来迷惑人心。
Satan, evil, used the mass media to confuse people.
上个主日我分享过嘛。
Last Sunday, I shared...
就是人的国度，在人的生活的后面有两个很大的势力在征战。
In this kingdom of a human being, there were the two big authorities are fighting.
两个势力，一个就是神的国度，一个就是鬼的国度在征战。
One kingdom is the kingdom of God, one kingdom is the kingdom of evil. These two kingdoms are struggling, are fighting.
怎么个征战法？
How did they fight?
就在人的心思意念嘛。
In the man's human being's minds and thoughts.
难怪在新约里面主耶稣提醒我们说要注意我们眼目的情欲啊，我们所看的，我们所听的，你都要能够分辨嘛。
No wonder in the books of the New Testament, Lord reminded us we need to be careful what we see, what we hear, because we need to have abilityTo tell the difference.
眼目的情欲还有今生的骄傲都不是从神来的，乃是从世界来的。
The beautiful things we see from our eyes and those attractions are not from God, and it's from our own human beings' wills and wants.
何况撒旦魔鬼深知我们人性的弱点。
And Satan the evil,deeply know the weakness of our human beings.
所以他就不断地引发人的各种贪念、贪欲。
So, Satan the evil keep triggering all sorts of private wills and wants from the human beings.
我们来看一看下一张的图画。
Let's look at the next picture.
你看有人这个贪爱钱财，有人贪爱女色，有人贪爱权力。有人贪爱这个名誉地位等等。
So people are greedy with all sorts of things. People are greedy with their social status, their power and authority, their money, the fame. They're very greedy, and also they're greedy with women too.
从古到今，是不是这些事情每天都在发生呢？
From the ancient time until nowadays, don't you think things like that keep happening every single day?
但是我要说明的，上帝给人有预念是没有错的。
Well, now I say, God granted people to have thoughts and wills. Nothing wrong with that.
上帝啊，给人一个健康正常的圣洁的意念是好的。
God granted us, blessed us, to have a normal, healthy thought. That's good.
比方说，我们人渴了，都要有想喝水的意念。
For example, we as a human being, when we are thirsty, we want to drink water.
肚子饿了，谁都想要有吃东西的意念呢？
We're hungry, we want to eat some food. We all have that thought.
人的灵魂需要上帝的话语的来喂养。
Human beings' souls need God's word to feed.
而耶稣基督正是我们生命的粮嘛。
Jesus Christ is the food our life.
耶稣基督就是活水嘛。
Jesus Christ is the living water.
这是我们所要渴慕的，所要仰望的。
It's something we're thirsty for.
因为这是好的预念。
Because those are good thought.
所以求主帮助我们懂得把这个健康好的预念用在对的地方。
So Lord, please help us to put the good thoughts into good use.
另外，假如一个人的动机和方法是正当的。
Furthermore, as long as your motive, your goals are good, are right.
比方看到很多弱势的群体呢、啊、有这个欲念想要帮助他们。
If you see the unfortunate group, you have the will and the want to help them. Those are great.
这是好的嘛。
Those are wonderful thought.
所以我们今天作为神的儿女的欲望和盼望就是也要让别人得到福音的好处。
So as a God's Lord'sChristian children, we need to have a thought and a want to let other people to hear the good news about Jesus Christ so they also can be saved.
基督徒自己已经得到了这个好处，但是不能自私，只是留给自己而已。
We as a Christian, we already get this great, great benefit from God. We cannot be selfish, just keep it by ourselves.
我们也希望别人能够得到。
We also want other people can have it.
何况这是主耶稣颁给我们的大使命嘛。
And also that is the great mission Jesus Christ grant us to have.
所以我们需要遵行。
So we need to follow, we need to obey.
因此我们理解到耶稣基督的教会必须是一个传讲真理的教会。
So we need to understand the church of Jesus Christ need to be a church to tell the good news.About Jesus Christ.
绝对不能和世界妥协的。
And cannot compromise to the world.
大家有没有想过为什么一个人会妥协呢？
People, do you ever think about why people would compromise?
总不外乎两个原因嘛。
Well, there are two reasons for that.
好，我们看一下这个 PowerPoint.
Let's look at a PowerPoint.
第一个就是你会受到很大的压力，所以你妥协了。
So they are under tremendous pressure, therefore they compromise.
第二个是因为你自己可以得到很多的这个好处，很多的利益，所以你妥协了。
Second of all, they can get huge benefits from it, therefore they compromise.
但是今天我们要问的问题是什么呢？
But what's the question we're going to ask today?
神的真理可以妥协吗？
Can the truth of a God be compromised?
答案是神的真理不可以妥协。
The answer is the truth of a God cannot be compromised.
如果真理可以妥协，就不叫真理。
If the truth can be compromised, then that is not the truth.
如果原则可以妥协，就不叫原则了。
If the principle can be compromised, then that is not the that is not the principle.
主耶稣也说过一句话。
Jesus Christ once said,
说你若赚得了全世界，赔上了自己的生命，又有什么益处呢？
You earn the whole world, but you lost your own life. What's the benefit from it?
对，这个提醒我们绝对不要贪得无厌。
That reminded us cannot be too greedy.
我们要懂得知足。
We need to understand, we need to be satisfied, we need to feel the satisfaction.
要对自己说够了。
We need to know how to tell ourselves, enough is enough, we have enough.
最近这个疫情之下呢，我每天都习惯出去啊，走路啊，锻炼。
Now because we're under the pandemic COVID-19, I often walk outside in the subdivision.
有一天我数一数我穿的那个球鞋啊，出去走路的那个跑步用的球鞋。
One day I counted how many pairs I have of my walking shoes.
我有五双。
I have five pairs of walking shoes.
我就想到很多穷苦的人，他们连一双都没有。
I thought about a lot of poor people. They don't even have one pair of walking shoes.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你家里你一个人有多少双球鞋。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know at your home how many walking shoes do you have?
再加上皮鞋。
Plus the leather shoes.
还有的人很讲究啊。
Some people are even more dressy.
还有便鞋啦，还有这个参加婚礼的这个高跟鞋啦，不同的场合，不同的鞋子，搞不好就十几双、二十几双啊。
They have all sorts of different kinds of shoes. Some are comfort shoes, some are dressy shoes. You know, more than you can think about it, maybe you have 10 pairs or 20 pairs of different kinds of shoes.
我不敢说别人了。
I cannot say about other people.
至少我告诉我自己的五双鞋子十年大概够用了，我不会再买新的。
Well, I told myself, I have five pairs of walking shoes. That's good enough for the next 10 years. I don't need to buy more.
除非我通通穿破了，那我再去买一双吧。
Unless I worn them out, I will buy another one.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的要告诉自己够了，真的生活够用了，感谢赞美主。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to tell ourselves,We have enough. We need to tell the Lord, thank you, Lord, we have enough.
因为人生真正的福气不是单单从金钱物质而来的嘛。
Because the blessings of our life is not from the money.
人生最宝贵的是从耶稣基督而来，给我们的平安，给我们的安慰和帮助嘛。
The true blessings are our life.Is from Jesus Christ, is from His comfort, and is from His help.
在这个疫情之下，很多的人烦躁不安呐。
Under this tremendous pandemic time, COVID-19, a lot of people was very anxious, very worried.
因为他们不知道怎么样去调整自己的生活。
Because they don't know how to adjust their life.
那我们除了为他们祷告，我们也可以多一点的关怀他们。
Besides pray for them, we need to care for them more.
也求主给我们智慧，懂得如何安排我们的生活，我们的工作。
Lord, please bless us to have a wisdom to know how to arrange our life, how to arrange our work.
在这个疫情之下，每一个人都受到冲击。
Under the pandemic situation, COVID-19, everybody got affected.
包括青少年，包括小孩子。
Including the youth and the children.
但是有的人呢，就选择过一个敬虔的生活。
But some people chose to live a holy and a faithful life.
就是做你当做的事情。
Do what you need to do.
而且可以有很多的学习，生活可以过得很充实。
You can study a lot, you can have a full life.
但有的人呢，就一直的这个怨神尤人了。
Well, some people, the only thing they do is to complain to God, complain about people.
在家里面也浪费了很多的时间，非常。
They wasted a lot of their time at home.
你要做哪一种人？
Which kind of people do you choose to be?
不要忘记了，你永远有一个选择选择的机会。
Don't forget, you always can make a choice. You can make a choice.
当我们面对这个压力苦难的时候，你会持守你的信仰吗？
When we are under tremendous pressure, will you stick with your truth and faith?
当我在预备这个讲章的时候，
When I prepare for this sermon,
突然有一个意念进来，
Suddenly, there's a thought coming to my mind.
就是在这个疫情之下，正是给我们一个很好的操练。
Well, under this pandemic time, COVID-19, we are having an exercise practice time.
拜托你注意我下面要说的话。
Please pay attention to what I'm going to say.
你能不能想象以前那些被关在集中营的基督徒，他们是怎么过日子？
Have you ever think about it? Can you even imagine those Christians in the old times? They were locked in the labor camp. What kind of life they had?
那些被关在集中营的弟兄姐妹，他们可是度日如年啊。
Those Christian brothers and sisters, when they were locked up in the labor camps, every single day was tough, spending every single day like spending the length of every single year.
那些被关在集中营的基督徒，他们面对何等严厉的考验。
They were experiencing tough, tough tests during the time they were locked up in the labor camp.
然而，他们的选择是什么呢？
Then, what was their choice? What were their choices?
他们的选择是在任何艰难压迫之下，他们选择至死忠心吗？
No matter under what kind of tremendous pressures and stress, they chose to be faithful to God.
他们没有妥协。
They did not compromise.
你记得主耶稣说的话吗？
Did you remember Jesus Christ once said?
在人前认主耶稣的，主耶稣也认他。
If you are committed to Jesus Christ,in front of the public, then Jesus Christ also know you are his people.
所以求主透过今天的信息向我们说话。
So Lord, please bless us, talk to us through today's sermon.
以后我们可能面对更艰难、更大的压力，你怎么办？
In the future, we might be encounter even more difficult time and pressures.What are you going to do?
当记得主责备那些妥协的人。
So the Lord rebukes the people who compromise.
主耶稣责备别加摩教会的第二个理由是什么呢？
The second reason why the Lord rebuked the church of Pergamum, what was that?
啊，在十五节这里说。
In verse 15.
啊，就是你那里有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of Nicolaitans.
首先，教会里面根本就不应该有结党的事发生。
Well, in the church, you cannot let things happen like a small group of people form a small group, small party. So the church will have a different several little groups as their own parties.
因为如果有人在教会里面啊有心啊搞这个小圈圈啊搞自己的势力呢，这个是不对的。
If some people in the church they intended to form their own circle of authority, circle of power in the church, it is not right.
因为前面我们说过嘛，这家是永生神的教会。
Because earlier we said this church is the church of forever living God.
所以在教会里面绝对不要去搞自己的小圈圈小势力。
So in the church, people never should form their own circle of friends as a circle of little powers.
大家还记得使徒保罗责备哥林多教会的问题在哪里吗？
Did you remember Apostle Paul rebuked, blamed the church of Corinthians? What was their problem? What was their wrongdoings?
虽然哥林多教会啊里面的人啊都很厉害都很有才干啊那个啊没什么。
So even though there were a lot of talented people in the Church of Corinthians, that didn't mean anything.
因为他们啊是这个分党，有很多的党派，谁也不服谁。
Because in the church there were in the Church of Corinthians there were different sorts of little parties, little groups, and none of the groups can compromise. None of the group can agree with each other.
他们忘记了教会应该是一个合一合一的教会，而不是一个分门别党的教会。
They forgot the church need to be a unified church, cannot be the church with different parties and different groups for their own authorities.
光是很有才干，光是有恩赐，有什么用呢？
Even though you are the people full of talents, even though you are a very wise person, but what that can do?
啊，有的人说他是属亚波罗的，有的人说他属保罗的，啊，搞了很多党派，教会就很糟糕嘛。
So some people in the church say, hey, I belong to Paul, I belong to this, I belong to that. So they're all different in this church. So that's not good for the church.
更可怕的，在教会里面竟然有人娶了他的继母。
Even worse, in the church, some people married to their own stepmother.
这还得了？
How can they do that?
所以保罗就写信啊，严厉地指出他们的错误来，要他们马上的去处理。
So Paul wrote a letter to the Church of Corinthians and told them those wrongdoings and told them right away to correct it, to repent.
我们的主是圣洁的主，怎么能够允许这么不道德的事在教会里发生呢？
Our Lord is a holy Lord. How can our Lord allow the things like that immorality happen into the church?
在这个别加摩教会里面呢，这个尼格拉一党的人呢，他们主张基督徒可以敬拜城里面的各种偶像。
In the Church of Pergamum, the people who hold to the teaching of Nicolaitans, they allow people, they said, you can worship different idols.
甚至可以随从不道德的风俗。
They even allow people to follow those immoral customs.
你知道他们的理由是什么吗？
Do you know what's their reason?
他们说这样才能够容易让福音被当地的人所接受。
They said, only you do that, you will allow the good news to be accepted by the local people.
这是何等荒唐的言论。
Those are absurd statements.
难道十诫他们没有读过吗？
Did they ever read the Ten Commandments?
我们来复习一下出埃及记的二十章一到三节。
Let's review the book of Exodus.Chapter 20, verse 1-3.
一起来请神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
The book of Exodus, chapter 20, 1-3. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God,who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, you shall have no other gods before me.
因为我们的神是独一，独一的真神。
Because our God is the one and only true God.
当耶和华带领以色列人出埃及的时候，
When the Lord brought the people of Israel, when the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt,
特别透过摩西给他们十诫。
The Lord used Moses to give them the Ten Commandments.
就是在他们进入迦南地之前。
Before they entered the land of Canaan.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为当时迦南的七族都有很多很多的偶像假神嘛。
Because at that time, the seven tribes in the land of Canaan had a lot of fake gods.
所以耶和华对以色列百姓说，是我把你们从埃及地领出来的，除我以外，你没有别的神，因为那都是假神，都是偶像。
Because God spoke to all these, to his people, I am the Lord of your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Those other gods are fake gods.
但是我们读旧约都看见。
So if you read the book of the Old Testament, you could see it.
以色列人不断地去敬拜偶像，不断地去离弃耶和华，伤了神的心啊。
If the Israelites continued, kept worshiping old idols, fake gods, really hurt God's heart.
到了新约，竟然在别家摩的教会里面也允许有这样的事情发生。
When it comes to the New Testament time, in the church of Pergamum, they also allow things like that happen.
所以当时的教会的同工要负很大很大的责任。
At that time, the deacon boards, the co-workers in the church, they should hold huge responsibilities for things like that happening in the church.
正因为他们妥协了，所以教会里面才产生了很多乱七八糟的事情。
Because they compromise to this world, that's the reason why there are all sorts of evil things happening in the church at that time.
难怪主耶稣严厉地责备他们，要他们立刻悔改。
No wonder the Lord seriously rebuked them and told them they need to correct, they need to repent.
如果他们不悔改，主的管教必然临到他们。
If they don't repent, the punishment, the discipline from the God will come to them.
弟兄姐妹，你不要以为那是以前教会发生的事情。
Brothers and sisters, don't think that's the things happened to the church in the past.
如果我们不警醒，如果我们不谨慎的话，教会就不知不觉地和世界会妥协。
If we're not alert,If we're not on alert, if we're not be careful, it's very easy for the church to compromise to the world.
所以先要从我们自己做起。
So we need to start it to do from ourselves.
我们自己要告诉自己，我们一定要过一个圣洁敬虔的生活。
We need to tell ourselves, we need to live a holy and a faithful life.
我们不能做对不起神的事情嘛。
We cannot do the things against our God.
想到主耶稣的十字架，我们怎么能够做对不起主的事情呢？
Think about the precious cross of Jesus Christ. How can we do the things, bad things, sin against God?
还有就是我们要特别小心隐藏的骄傲。
We need to be very careful with our hidden self-pride and arrogance.
好，我们看一下这个。叫慎防隐藏的骄傲。
Be careful with the hidden pride and arrogance.
从古到今，教会，各式各样的教会都有他们的纷争。
From the ancient time until nowadays, there are all sorts of different disagreements happen in the church.
各种矛盾的起因有一项就是个人骄傲。
All sorts of disagreements and problems happened in the church. The reason why that happened is because people's self-pride and arrogance.
啊，同工们吵架，谁跟谁不和，都因为个人的骄傲所引发的。
The co-workers fight and don't agree with each other. A lot of times, they are because of the self-pride and arrogance.
如果我们真正的懂得谦卑我们自己
，If we really truly know how to humble ourselves，
而且认识到所有的恩赐才干都是主给我们的
，And realize all the wisdom, all the talents we have, all because God bless us to have，
我们就没有什么值得可夸口
，Then we have nothing to be boast about ourselves。
所以求主帮助我们认识到我们自己的渺小和有限。
So Lord, please help us realize we're so limited. We are we're very small, we're very limited.
有一句施洗约翰说的一句话常常提醒我。
Often the words from John the Baptist keep reminding me.
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Let me see here. John the Baptist said, he must be greater, I must be less.
他就是主耶稣嘛。
He means Jesus Christ, our Lord.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must be greater, I must be less.
所以我们真的要学会从永恒的角度来看我们短暂的今生嘛。
We truly need to learn how to look at this short life we have on earth from the perspective of the eternal life.
这样我们就明白了施洗约翰说的他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Then we will truly understand the words from John the Baptist. He said, he must be greater, I must become less.
但是感谢给我们在地上有几十年的时间可以认识主，可以经历主，而且得到主所应许的永生嘛。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us those years on this earth so we can know God, know our Lord, experience Lord, and can have an eternal life blessed by the Lord.
所以求主帮助我们要做一个有眼光的人。
So Lord, please help us to be the person who have a vision.
就是懂得投资在永恒的国度里。
Know how to invest for the eternal kingdom.
有人说我们华人都很精都很会打算盘。
Well, a lot of people say, Chinese people, you guys are good at investment.
都在地上不停地打算盘。
Well, you know how to calculate the money and the fortune on earth.
但是是不是我们也是要学习怎么样在天上打算盘，打天上的算盘。
Well, so have you ever think about we as the Chinese also need to know how to calculate, how to invest for the kingdom, the forever eternal kingdom?
就是懂得把我们的才华、我们的时间、我们的金钱投资在神的国度里。
That means you know how to invest your talents, your wisdom, your time, your investment to invest for the eternal kingdom.
感谢神给我们一个很好的教会。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us a wonderful church.
在这个疫情当中呢，我们彼此互相的鼓励，互相的关怀。
Under this tremendous pandemic time, COVID-19, all the brothers and sisters, we care for each other, we encourage each other.
我相信经历了这个疫情之后，我们的灵命都是更加的成长，更加的壮大起来。
I'm pretty sure we experienced this special pandemic time of COVID-19. Our spiritual life will become more mature. We're growing more on our spiritual life.
对我们的祷告真的是求神带领我们建立一个合神心意的教会。
So we pray, we work together to build a church. The church can truly please God.
三颗星的教会。
We need to have a church of a faith, care, and a joy.
你可以说 three heart, 你可以说 three star, 都是一样的意思。
Yeah, we can say, hey, we need to build a church of three hearts.
就是要建立一个忠心的教会、关心的教会和一个开心的教会。
We need to build a church of a faithful church, obey Lord's teaching, caring church, share Lord's almighty love, joyful church, always be joyful in the Lord.
忠心的教会当然要遵守主耶稣的教导。
Faithful church, that means the church needs to obey Lord's teaching.
关心的教会就是要去分享主的大爱，分享给别人。
The caring church means need to share the Lord's almighty love to other people.
开心的教会就是要靠主常常喜乐嘛。
The joyful church means we always need to be joyful in the Lord.
所以教会必须要一个清楚的意向。
So church needs to have a clear vision.
因为如果教会没有意向的话，没有 vision 就没有 mission， 没有 mission 就没有 passion。
If the church doesn't have a vision, then church won't have a mission. If the church won't have a mission, church won't have a passion.
所以教会一定要，一定要，我们看下一个 point， 一定要有意向。If we have vision, 我们就有 mission。我们有 mission, 我们就有 passion 去做。
So the church need to have a vision, then we will have a mission, then we will have a passion.
那我们的意向是什么呢？
Then what is our vision?
我们的意向就是永远高举耶稣基督的十字架。
Our vision is to always hold high of Jesus Christ's precious cross.
因为十字架永远是我们的荣耀。
Because the cross is always our glory.
而且我们相信圣经是完全正确无误的。
We truly believe that the Bible is always correct, is the truth.
还有，我们绝对相信主耶稣一定会再回来。
We absolutely believe our Lord Jesus Christ will come back.
所以我们教会要培养更多主耶稣真的门徒。
So we need to develop more true disciples for our Lord Jesus Christ in the church.
具体来说，我们教会要造就更多耶稣基督真正的门徒出来。
We need to develop more true disciples of Jesus Christ in the church.
我们都相信主耶稣有一天一定会回来。
We truly believe one day Jesus Christ will come back.
当他回来的时候，他会对你怎么说呢？
When Jesus Christ come back, what is Jesus Christ going to say to you?
我们都盼望主对我们这样说。
We all hope Jesus Christ will say this to us.
你这良善又忠心的仆人，可以进来享受我的宴席。
You.The kind and faithful servant come to join the feast with me.
求主帮助我们绝对不要做一个向世界妥协的人。
Lord, please help us not to be the person who compromises to this world.
持守主的真理走到底。
Keep the Lord's truth all the way to the end.
像保罗所说的一样。
Just like Paul said it.
当守的道已经守住了，当跑的路已经跑尽。
You keep your truth, you run your course.
从此以后就有那公义的冠冕为你存留。
Then you will have the crown of grace.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us all pray.
天父，我们谢谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much.For blessing us to have your precious words.
我们从别加摩教会所犯的错误来提醒我们自己。
We can see from the wrongdoings committed by the churches of Pergamum, so we can learn the lesson from them.
因为你的教会必须是圣洁的。
Because your church must be a holy church.
帮助我们做一个敬虔圣洁的神的儿女。
Please help us to be the great Christian children who live a holy and a faithful life.
帮助我们常常学习你的真理，而且活出你的真理。
Let us keep study your truth and live a life full of God's truth.
而且坚持到底，一直到见你的面。
And keep your truth.All the way to the end until we see your face.
坚持到底，一直到见你的面。
Keep your truth all the way to the end until we see your face.
天父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your great blessings.
求你继续向我们说话。
Lord, please continue to talk to us.
祷告交托奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
We pray, we praise you, we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.